You're playing with Candy and Dolly.
Ah, please come in. Take a seat. I've called you both in because some disturbing behavior from your son has come to light.
Oh, I'm sure there must be a misunderstanding. My son is an exemplary student.
Normally, yes, but I'm afraid some concerning accusations have been made.
Accusations?
With some very compelling evidence, I might add. The college holds its students to the highest standards, and we will not have this institution's reputation tarnished by this behavior.
I'm sorry, but just what exactly are you accusing my son of doing?
Well, it seems that he has been messaging certain other students with images of a, shall we say, unacceptable nature.
Oh, please do come out with it.
Fine. Your son has been sending unsolicited images of his penis to female students, a practice which I believe is called sending dick pics.
Have you, son? Have you been sending these dick pics to girls? See, he denies it, and I believe my son. I didn't raise him to lie.
The images in question were sent from his phone.
But that doesn't mean he sent them. Maybe another student used his phone. Like a practical joke. You know what frat houses are like. Or maybe his phone was hacked. Have you considered that?
There is one way to confirm if the images are of his person.
Which is?
I have the images here. We simply compare the photos to his penis. If they don't match, then the matter is closed, and we will owe you and your son an apology.
Sounds simple enough. Okay, then. Oh, hush now, son. You want your name cleared, don't you? Exactly. So just drop your pants and let's get this over with.